There's a reason that the self-help industry is worth billions of dollars each year globally. People want change in their lives, and yet that sort of positive transformation is so hard to come by, isn't it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Each time I look in the mirror of a morning, I see all the wrinkles and the grey hair and the dimple on my left cheek, all those imperfections. And if you stare at them long enough, you become fixated on them. The truth is, though, that no amount of wishing can change the face staring back at you from the mirror. And it's like that with the rest of our lives, too. I can't change who I am. I can't remove the bad habits and the dimples and the imperfections from my life on my own. And frankly, neither can you. But fortunately, we don't have to, because the moment we put our trust in Jesus, the old person dies and a brand new person comes to life. Here it is, Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Look, following a bunch of rules, no matter how hard you try, is never going to transform your life. But it's no longer you who lives, but Christ who lives in you. That's the only power that will ever bring real transformation. It's the only power that will ever give you a new lease of life. Resurrection power. That's God's word, fresh for you today. You know, the most powerful transformation, the most powerful change for good comes when we unleash the word of God in our hearts, in our lives, when we take to heart the powerful, life-changing things that God wants to speak into our very being. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.